Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was watching this program, Pat, and I thought it was really, really interesting. Some time ago, I was actually watching it with my boys, and it's amazing what you can learn from a little television program. But they have this program out there that I believe it's called Restaurant Impossible or something. Don't quote me on the name here, but
yeah, something like that.
The concept is that there is a chef who apparently knows how to cook, but he also knows how to run a restaurant. And the whole you know, background of the program is that he comes in to save failing restaurants. Mm-hmm. And so when he comes in, you know, there's a host of problems that are typical, that, you know, that's going on typically in most of these restaurants. It could be, you know, the food quality is not that good. It could be that most of the time they have no ambiance. It's all just, you know, put together and just dilapidated things that are just falling apart.
Right.
Oftentimes, there's poor management skills, so they're not, you know, working efficiently and effectively. They have poor marketing. And you wonder sometimes, how did you guys get along? How do you guys make money in this? This is a for-profit business, because
right.
He kind of, you know, pulls back the veil, if you will, and he allows you to see what's really happening in this restaurant. And some of the things that you see, you're like, oh, my goodness, you know? And what's interesting in this one particular program, he was talking to this owner. And, you know, as we're watching this, I'm like, oh, guys, we can learn something from here. let's watch this here. Because it's amazing what you can learn when you're just looking objectively. You know, it's like, okay. Well, this guy, the owner of this restaurant, his food quality wasn't that good,
mm-hmm.
According to the chef. And he's, you know, he tastes everything and he's looking at it. But the owner, who needs help, He's on the program because he needs help. That's why you're on the program. Something's wrong. And,
right.
And, you know, the chef comes in. His name is Robert, and he, you know, gives you a plan. He's going to fix your restaurant. He's going to get it back the way it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they dump like $10,000, invest $10,000 into doing what they have to do to make mm-hmm. this thing right. So you don't get on this program because you're doing everything right.
You
get on this program because you're doing things wrong. Okay? That's
right.
The point.
Right.
But this gentleman that he's talking to, which I've seen, you know, a few of these, you know, programs already, so I kind of know how it works. But this particular owner, he wasn't playing ball. No matter what Robert showed him, he just did not agree.
Oh,
he wasn't having it at all. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is like live, you know, pride and live and living color right in front of you. And, you know, the chef is telling him, hey, man, this food, this is not quality. You can't serve. This is why people are not coming back and all these different
mm-hmm.
things. Oh, no, I make the best, you know, so-and-so. I make the best. And he couldn't listen to correction. He couldn't listen to advice. He
mm-hmm.
had the best stuff. So Robert's like, I got to get it, you know. It's important that he understands that he gets this revelation, basically. So they did a taste test. So they cooked the very same thing, and they took it to, you know, some folks in the community and said, hey, we want you to try this food and, you know,
mm-hmm.
put a little marker. And overwhelmingly, the folks decided to choose, you know, the chef's meal, the same meal that they cooked, over the owner of this restaurant.
Right.
And so he was, you know, humbled and had to admit that his stuff wasn't all that great.
Right.
But this was like, you know, scenario after scenario after scenario. And what you saw consistently in this man was that he's just very prideful.
Mm.
He's just very, and he just couldn't see. And we talked about yesterday on a previous program regarding the importance of guarding your heart. You know, Proverbs says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring, the source of life, and everything flows out of it. And how, you know, if you harden your heart, allow your heart to get hardened, there's a progression that follows that, you know, you become prideful. And once you become, you know, prideful, then you open yourself to become spiritually blind. You become
mm-hmm.
blind in a lot of areas. And then ultimately you fall into deception. And like this guy here was, you know, deceived. He thought his stuff was good.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. And the Bible says that in Proverbs 16:18 that pride goes before destruction. And it's something that we really have to check ourselves, right, before we wreck ourselves, that, you know, pride is a dangerous thing. The whole thing about this whole scenario, Pat, for this gentleman was that everyone else in the restaurant, his employees, his wife, even customers that they allowed to sample the food, was clearly able to see what this man was not able to see for himself. And it was pride that was wasn't allowing him to see it.
Right.
And it's so many times, you know, we can see that happening in our own life if we allow pride just to take its, you know, course in our life. There are things that we just don't see. And sometimes, you know, you can wind up in a place where you're believing your own hype, you're believing your own statements, and when you're absolutely dead wrong. Eventually, the good news for him, Pat, is that at the end of the program, he was being enlightened. He was seeing the error of his ways, and they were able to, you know, get him on board. But it took it was interesting how it took a while because he was so resistant, so resistant.
And that's something.
Yeah, and James 4:10 says, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up." And 1 Peter 4:5 says that all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. And just to me, that was just an opportunity. I said, "Lord, you're speaking to me, and I receive it. You know, I don't want to bring pride in my heart." And it's just another wonderful opportunity to look at the dangers of pride and to see the things that we're missing. Listen, life is too short to be walking around with blinders and not to be open to the fact that you can be wrong, you know.
Hello.
And that you can begin to humble yourself before people and definitely before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, humility is the path. Humility is the way. I mean, Jesus was the most humble person who ever walked the face of the earth. And he gave us the most perfect and the wonderful example. But if we choose not to walk in humility, if we choose not to clothe ourselves and put on, it's interesting how the scripture says to put on, clothe yourselves. Mm-hmm. It's something that you have to be engaged in, you know, all the time. You need to be aware of it. Don't look for, you know, pride. Look for where there's humility in your life, because I need all the grace that I can get,
and I want to
be in that place of humility. I want to, you know, lower still, as we've already said, because that's where God is. That's where the blessing is. That's where the grace is. But pride is just it's a slippery slope. Pride goes before destruction, and you don't want to have a haughty spirit. And you know what? God resists the proud, and I don't want God to resist me. You know what I mean?
No.
I want God to receive me. But this is an interesting picture, live and in living color, to be able to illustrate and to see, hey, this is not going well, and the blinding power of pride. I want to encourage you that, you know, if you're missing things in your life, if other people are saying it, you know, two or three witnesses, you know, can all 50 people be wrong? Can they all be blind? You know what I'm saying? Can every boss not know what they're saying? Can every multiple spouse maybe can be all wrong? You know, there's something there. It's maybe a clue.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, maybe go on a journey where you begin to say, "Lord, you know, help me to humble myself. Give me the grace to bring myself down."
Right, and be ready for the answer.
Yeah, absolutely. Be ready for the answer. But it's good, you know, because when God speaks and God reveals your heart, as we were talking about in a previous program, then we can acknowledge, we can confess, and we can repent. And the only place to be is lower still.
That's right.
You know, we're talking about the dangers of pride, and in our previous program, we've talked about, you know, having a guarded heart, that above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. It's where everything flows out of your heart. And if you don't, you know, protect your heart, if you don't protect what is simmering and what you hold in there, then your heart can get hard, you can get full of idols, and you can literally pull yourself right off the path of following the Lord, and you're gonna be following Satan. You can just be snatched right off. And I shouldn't even say snatch. You progressively are walking your way off the path. And it's just so important to be aware of that. And you know, we're talking about this program where the restaurant needs to get some fixing up there. Needs a change. And it's amazing that once the leadership gets changed, the rest of the organization gets changed.
Right.
I'm saying the restaurant is oftentimes, you know, a sign of what's going on with the management or the person that owns it. We're talking about this program called Restaurant Impossible. And before the break, we're talking about how this one owner who clearly needed the help because he's on the program. The whole premise of the program is that your business is in trouble and the chef comes in and he helps you out and kind of does an inventory checklist of what's going on. And sure, you know, oftentimes there's, you know, cosmetic issues. There's maybe advertising issues. Maybe there's, you know, quality and food issues. But 9 out of 10 times, I would dare say that the biggest issue that the owner runs into is the whole issue with the owner. The chef runs into the issue with the owner. What's going on with that individual person? And in this case, it was this man had a whole bunch of pride, and he really thought that everything just rested upon him, that his word was it, and he thought his food was amazing, and he had to humble himself. He really had to humble himself to find out that his food really wasn't all that, and that a chef had to basically teach him what to do. And it was hard for him to receive that. And that's what a lot of times pride looks like. You know, pride causes you to be so blind that you defend what you know instead of wanting to grow. And if what you know is actually wrong, what are you defending?
Right.
You know, what are you defending? It's a lot like offense. You know, you get offended, and then it's like, oh, my goodness, the walls come up, all these barriers, and it's like, really? Is that really worth being offended over? Is that, you know, what's the issue there? And so there's a warning for us, a repeated warning in the scriptures to guard ourselves from pride, to position ourselves in a place that we can remain low. And to me, one of the clearest, you know, things that you see in the scripture that really should help us all to be motivated is when we realize that the scriptures say that God opposes the proud. I mean, he literally has, you know, opposes mean that he's not welcoming you here. And there's something about a proud or haughty spirit that says that I can do it on my own. I can pull myself up on my own bootstraps. I don't need to listen to counsel or be open. And you start taking your own counsel. And we saw that for, you can read the Bible and see many of the people that have walked in along that journey, it didn't end well for them. It didn't end well for them. And we can learn from others' mistakes. We can buy the experience and not, you know, we can borrow the experience rather and not have to buy the experience when we can see the consequences and some of the things that have happened for those that don't stay dependent upon the Lord. You know, and it's something that, you know, I think that every single person has to deal with, you know, but it's only going to be dealt with at the cross. It's only going to be dealt with at the cross. And it's like, you think of, you look back and you say, really? You were prideful about that? Really? You know, is that what gave you value or something? Is that what you were holding on to?
Right.
And it just looks so silly when you're looking at it from a different perspective, when your eyes are open and you look back and say, yikes, I took extreme pride in this, or I took extreme pride in that, and you're realizing, man, that was nothing. That was nothing. And when we look at humility, you know, being humble, there's a difference between humiliated and being humble. And I think oftentimes people get confused with that, and they think, well, if I'm humble, you know, I don't want to be humiliated, or I don't want to be less than.
I don't want to look bad.
I don't want to look bad. And what's the common denominator in there? Me. And we, you know, especially live in American society where everything is always about the individual. It's always about, you know, me and I, and not about us and them. And let me tell you, the kingdom of God is all about us and them.
Mm-hmm.
First.
That's right.
And you're last. In fact, Jesus says, if you want to be the greatest, you got to be the last. You got to be the servant of all. You got to be like this child. And it's amazing how God opens up himself and he opens, you know, revelation when we position ourselves in a place of being low. Understand that God gives grace to the humble. We can't do anything outside of God. I mean, if God took his a pinky off of you, you couldn't even tie your shoelace.
Right.
You know, nothing that we have, we shouldn't take pride in anything, because anything that any person has ever received all came father filtered.
Never been on it.
You know, every position, everything, all we need to put is our complete dependency upon the Lord. And when I look at what's going on with America and this nation, if we don't humble ourselves, if we don't cry out to God, if we don't recognize the amazing grace that God has poured out on this great nation, I'm telling you, we're going to be not only humbled, we're fixing to be humiliated.
That's right.
That's a little southern there for you. Fixing. We're about fixing. We're about to get humiliated. Why be humiliated? When we can just position ourselves before the Lord and say, God, I surrender. I surrender. I'm going to let you lead the way. Lead us. Guide us into all truth. I am not the truth. You are the truth, the way, and the life.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.